This is KJZZ's Sun Up, your daily news update from Phoenix, the state, and the region. Good morning, I'm Bruce Drummond. Phil is away. This podcast is a daily digest of the news events in Arizona, as reported by the KJZZ news team. It's Tuesday, the 16th of December. Thanks for listening today, and let's get to the news. A state lawmaker introduced legislation to require public schools to teach creationism if they also teach evolution. From the Politics Desk, Cameron Sanchez reports.
Longtime Republican lawmaker David Farnsworth represents Mesa and is a member of the Mormon Church. He does not believe in the theory of evolution and says he thinks people who don't believe in intelligent design are not very intelligent themselves. His bill would require students to make a choice, learn about evolution or learn about creationism.
To me, it's all about creationism, that if we're going to teach that men came from monkeys, I think we ought to give a choice.
Farnsworth acknowledged that his bill will likely not make it past Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, but says it's not about the feasibility of the legislation passing. He says he's doing it because he believes it's the right thing to do. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Department of Interior has transferred more land along the U.S.-Mexico border to the military, this time in California. From the Fronteras Desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick reports the transfer is the latest so-called National Defense Area, or NDA, established along the border.
The Interior announced roughly 750 acres of public land would be transferred to the Navy to form another NDA, or military zone, along the California border. Eric Mesa, with the Sierra Club, says it'll begin near the Arizona line and extend into a protected area called the Otay Mountain Wilderness. There are now military zones in parts of every southern border state.
So, seems like we're heading into the direction that the U.S.-Mexico border is going to be a fully military-operated area.
The Trump administration announced plans to turn nearly a third of the Arizona-Sonora border into a military zone this summer, after the same was set up in New Mexico and Texas. People caught crossing through the zones can face additional charges for trespassing on military property. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
The United States and Mexico have come to an agreement after a dispute over water deliveries that Mexico owes the U.S. From the Fronteras Desk, Nina Kravinsky has more.
The USDA says Mexico plans to deliver more than 200,000 acre-feet of water to the United States starting this week. The deal comes after President Trump threatened Mexico with a 5% tariff if it doesn't release the water it owes the U.S. under a 1944 treaty. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says the deliveries won't affect everyday Mexicans' taps.
No se está dando un agua que no tenemos.
We aren't giving water that we don't have, Sheinbaum told reporters. Mexico owes the U.S. around 800,000 acre-feet of water for a five-year period that ended in October. Mexico says extraordinary drought conditions made it impossible to deliver that amount of water in that time frame and has deferred its balance to a second five-year cycle. The USDA says Mexico and the U.S. aim to come to a final plan for the outstanding deliveries by the end of January. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News.
There is some good news for holiday travelers headed to the Grand Canyon, as all South Rim lodges will reopen tomorrow to overnight guests after crews completed major repairs to a water line. El Tovar, Bright Angel, and Yavapai are once again taking reservations after they all closed earlier this month. The park will continue to operate under enhanced water restrictions. Water officials in Pinal County experimented with cloud seeding technology to boost rainfall over the summer, just months after bills that would have banned the practice failed to gain traction at the state legislature. From the politics team, Wayne Schutzke reports.
Cloud seeding is the process of releasing tiny particles like salts into existing clouds to increase precipitation. The practice is widely considered safe, though its effectiveness is still the subject of research. Over the summer, the Pinal County Water Augmentation Authority ran a test between July and September to find out whether the technology could help boost rainfall around Casa Grande. Joe Singleton, the organization's director, told lawmakers last week it may have resulted in an additional half inch of rainfall, though he cautioned that is just an estimate.
It may be a very high estimate. And it's a very gross number, so it's not accounting for anything like evaporation or that might have occurred in there, runoff or anything else.
He said if those figures hold up, cloud seeding would cost around $3 per acre foot. Comparatively, a plan to expand Bartlett Dam to capture more surface water could cost $10,000 per acre foot. Wayne Chutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
State lawmaker Joseph Chaplick announced he will run for federal office in CD1, a competitive congressional district covering parts of Phoenix, Scottsdale, and the Northeast Valley. Nearly two dozen Republicans and Democrats have expressed interest in the race after incumbent David Schweikert announced his campaign for governor. Chaplick, a Scottsdale Republican, is a member of the legislature's far-right Freedom Caucus. In the upcoming 2026 legislative session, Arizona lawmakers will again consider a bill to allow students who attend private schools with voucher dollars to participate in public school sports and other programs. Jill Ryan reports.
Sponsored by Republican State Senator John Kavanaugh, the bill would allow private school students who receive voucher funds through the Empowerment Scholarship Accounts program to try out and participate in interscholastic activities in nearby public school districts. The measure would also bar public schools from charging additional fees for ESA students who participate in district activities. All homeschooled students, including those who receive voucher dollars, are already allowed to participate in public school activities under a different state law. A similar bill died earlier this year during the last legislative session. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona Congressman Abe Hamadeh wants Americans to report whether they have dual citizenship in the U.S. Census. Here's Cameron Sanchez once more.
Hamadeh introduced a bill called the Make Allegiances Clear Again Act, which would add a question to the census about dual citizenship. Hamadeh said in a newsletter that Americans should be American first, and the census data will give the public needed clarity on, quote, divided allegiances. Hamadeh added he supports efforts to require Americans with dual citizenship to give up their citizenship in other countries to remain Americans. There is a separate bill in Congress, filed by Ohio Senator Bernie Moreno, which would ban dual citizenship outright. Cameron Sanchez, KGCC News, Phoenix.
The Phoenix Fire Department continues its usage of drone devices for its operations. Since the formal inception of the technology in 2022, the department has used the drones for fires, mountain rescues, and more. Ignacio Ventura reports.
The department also used the drone in its recent rescue of a hiker at Camelback Mountain last week. Despite the notable usage of drones by fire departments, there's a possibility that the DJI brand could be banned. That's because the devices based in China sold are deemed a national security risk and have not undergone a security audit. Kenny Overton is the captain paramedic with the Phoenix Fire Department.
So our fleet consists of DJI drones and Skydio drones. And what we do here in the city of Phoenix is we've taken a lot of precautions on the front end so that our information is secure.
Overton says the department has taken the precaution to ensure security and that it could pivot to other models if necessary. He says there's uncertainty about potential restrictions of the DJI drones. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Maricopa County Air Quality Department declared no burn days Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and department spokesperson Ari Halpert expects more warnings will be coming in the weeks ahead as a result of cool and dry weather.
Our valley is kind of shaped like a bowl, so this different change of temperature causes air pollution to remain near the surface, and it doesn't allow it to escape.
Burning wood in fireplaces or outdoor fire pits is prohibited on no-burn days. You can sign up for alerts about air quality through the department's website or keep up to date on its Clean Air app. In sports, after a close loss to the Lakers on Sunday, the Suns have another day off today. They'll be back in action tomorrow night as they host the Golden State Warriors. At 14-12 on the season, Phoenix is hoping to snap a two-game losing streak. And that's it for this version of KJZZ's Sunup, Arizona's morning news podcast for Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Bruce Drummond. Enjoy the day.